Port Security's just called from the gates to say one of our special guests is on his way, sir.
Thank you, Martin.
And Dover says the fog's this thick right across the channel.
I can't see it lifting, either.
Do we know who these special guests are, sir?
Something to do with the Foreign Office?
Oh, hush-hush business, eh?
You might well be right. The words top secret were mentioned.
Devonia, a three-part serial by Andy Rashleigh, with John Dutteen as Harry, Sophie Thompson as Mercy, John Rowe as Schubert, and Selena Cadell as Charlotte. Part 3, Nightboat.
Mercy's Journal, December the 10th, 1936. I'm starting to write today's entry in Ostend, on board Devonia, commanded by one Captain Harry Wilkins. A quarter of a century since I first set foot on her, and the first time in my life I've ever been abroad. Across the English Channel, then onto the banks of the River Somme, where my darling Wilf was killed. Where all those eager, fresh-faced lads have lain for 20 years.
This is the saloon set aside for your party, Sir Henry.
Touch on the small side.
Well, I was informed that security was a priority, sir.
Yes. Yes, well, I suppose it'll pass muster, Captain. The walls seem solid enough.
Whilst we leave port, the motion of the paddles will muffle any conversation.
What about your crew?
Well, as far as they're concerned, you're merely passengers who want some peace and quiet.
Damn fog won't hold us up.
Not significantly, sir.
Do your best, Captain Wilkins. Speed and discretion. These must be our watchwords. England expects, you know.
So at last I've paid my respects, taking young Wilfred to see his father's grave. I didn't know if he'd feel anything at all, but when he read his father's name, his own name on the white cross, he shook tears from his eyes like a dog would dry its coat. All for a man he never even met.
Don't you think you should go below, Mum?
I'm well wrapped up. I'll wait till we've cast off.
You think we're waiting for the fog to clear?
I can't see Harry on the bridge.
He was taking that toff down the companionway last I saw.
Companionway?
I've got to get the Navy talk right. RNVR soon, don't you know?
Think first, Wilfred. Don't just join because Harry says.
I'm supposed to take his advice, aren't I? That's what Godfather's for. Anyway, I'm going to join up because there's going to be an almighty scrap and I mean to be there.
There can't be another war.
Don't believe everything the Daily Mail tells you, Ma. Anyway, I might not wait. Half a mind to run off and join the International Brigade.
What on earth are you talking about?
Spain. If we can beat the fascists in Spain, then Herr Hitler will get a very clear message. And I ought to be there fighting.
Wilfred.
What, Mum?
Not you, too.
No. Bad time to talk about it. Sorry.
Mercy?
Oh.
You should get below decks. It'll do you no good to be out in this fog.
That's what I said, Uncle.
Is that what's holding us up?
No. We're waiting on two more passengers. Important government business.
Spies?
I very much doubt it. But Devonia is under instruction to wait in Ostend until they arrive.
Sealed orders? Cryptic codes?
You've been reading too many paperback books.
There's a car coming now.
Motorcycle escort. Well, that'll be them.
It's a Mercedes-Benz.
So it is. Wilfie, would you go down to cabin 14 and tell Sir Henry that his travelling companions have arrived?
The top?
Foreign Office.
That means he is a spy. Do I need a password?
Just go.
Oh, faster than a speeding bullet.
Good lad.
It does sound a little bit cloak and dagger, Harry.
Yes. Orders may be orders, but the sooner we land them at Dover, the happier I'll be.
Ah, Captain Wilkins, may I introduce Herr
Schubert?
I beg your pardon?
My name is Herr Schubert.
And I am Miss Bronte.
Of course.
Welcome aboard Devonia. Have you had a good journey so far?
The autobahns were straight and fast until we crossed the border.
Roads that are the envy of Europe. But where would they be without a good, solid British ship to complete their journey, Captain?
Sir Henry?
Yes?
It's cold.
Of course, Miss Bronte. Or may I call you Emily?
Charlotte.
Touché. This way, please.
We'll cast off and be on our way, then.
One moment, Captain.
Sir?
You were waiting for us alone?
Yes, sir.
You delayed the boat?
Sir Henry told me you were expected.
Who was expected?
You and your companion.
You know who we are?
Captain Wilkins knows only what I've seen fit to tell him.
That's good.
See nothing, hear nothing, tell nothing. Is not that so, Captain? Nothing at all.
Whatever you say, sir.
Dear, dear Harry. All that time ago, I remember getting the shock of my life when I looked out the Sherabang window and saw him. Smart as paint, there he stood on the gangplank of the Devonia, greeting the trippers as they came aboard. The first lad I ever walked out with, who'd left the village under a terrible cloud. I thought I'd never see him again. But that day, there he was in his second mate's uniform and smart cap, thinking he was a bee's knees. I suppose he wears his cap now to keep his head warm.
I think this cabin shall prove adequate, do you not think?
What is this aperture for?
It's a ventilation shaft.
Through which, without doubt, we can be listened to.
Have you checked for listening devices, Sir Henry?
Come now.
It could be anywhere. Behind this picture. Outside the window.
Porthole.
Is this door thick enough to mask our sound?
This is a routine run on an old paddle steamer, and nobody knows we're here.
Your captain knows.
Do you want us to stow away?
Please, both of you moderate your voices. Let's check the cabin just to be safe. And do make sure that you're discreet if you meet anyone when you leave here.
Discretion is my middle name.
Then curb your enthusiasm for German autobahns. In public, at least.
You steam onto the dockside in a Mercedes with motorcycle escort and accuse me of indiscretion. Why didn't you both goose-step onto the ship and give the full Heil Hitler salute?
That is exactly what she means by being indiscreet.
Please shut up, both of you.
So what has today made me feel? Simply that I never want to see another war in my life. That I don't want my son to fight in Spain or anywhere. That I don't want to open my door again to see a red-faced boy shuffle his feet in embarrassment as he hands me a telegram.
Who is it?
It's
Harry. Oh, come in. It's not locked.
I thought you might be asleep.
I was writing my journal.
Every night.
Every night?
I remember.
Once upon a time, you begged me to tell what I wrote about you.
Just as well you never did.
Oh, it was always warm. Except when you ran away from the village and I thought the worst of you.
I do not disturb you, then. You must have lots to write.
It can wait.
Well, I don't want to impose.
Harry Wilkins, will you stop being so starchy? I'm the girl you kissed and cuddled while we should have been helping bring the harvest in. I'm not different. I'm just a bit older. Sit down.
On the bed?
You can squat on the floor if you prefer.
Oh, my knees won't take it.
Can you be driving anyway?
Oh, the mate can drive. Now we're out in the channel.
Oh, drive's the wrong word, isn't it?
That German called Devonia a boat when he came aboard.
Oh, dear. That is a cardinal sin, isn't it?
Yes.
See, I remember that much.
But you'd never have made a sailor's wife.
Maybe not.
Do you want to get some rest? I'll go if you want.
No, stay for a bit. We see so little of you.
Busy man.
I always knew you'd meet Captain Harry Wilkins.
Well, it's not exactly the Queen Mary. Mercy?
Yes?
There'll be a naval review next summer.
For King Edward's coronation, a Mediterranean home and reserve fleet's represented. Upwards of 150 vessels. We always run trips.
Fancy.
Would you like to see it?
I'd love to.
You can watch it all from the bridge.
Oh, could I?
If I say so. I'm captain.
I can do what I like.
There is a car waiting at Dover. An anonymous, everyday English car. Nothing that would draw attention to itself by being overtly grand or flashy. No motorcycles.
Henry.
And we shall be driven to the place where we are to meet him.
Am I not to know where?
Do you need to know?
I have placed myself in your hands at some considerable risk.
Then you must trust us.
Tomorrow we have a very private luncheon.
With the King alone?
No advisers, no minutes taken.
Ambassador von Ribbentrop is away, dining with the Prime Minister at Chequers this week.
Anyone else from our embassy would also recognize me.
Only the King will ever know of your visit.
She may be there.
Mrs. Simpson.
He needs her to give him backbone. Dear Wallace has a markedly high opinion of Deaf Hura.
You mean Wagner?
Quite so.
If she is to be there, the meeting will not happen.
It must.
She is American. She will talk.
To whom? I've never known anyone so heartily ignored by the entire court.
It is the King who matters. David himself.
Edward.
David to us.
My God.
If he wanted, he could lead a national government. The people would follow him. But he needs Wallace to twist his arm. If he had real power, our two nations could reach a satisfactory accommodation.
And Sir Henry, who exactly do you represent?
An influential caucus in the Foreign Office, which in its turn reflects the mass of British opinion.
They have opinion?
You have seen the galvanizing effect that Tom Mosley has on the masses.
His name is Oswald, I think.
Friends call him Tom.
He has no substance.
But we have the King.
Sir King Edward, whom you call David. Oswald Mosley, who is called Tom. Nobody is quite what they seem, eh? Sir Henry Newbolt?
I'll reflect on that observation when Mrs. Simpson sits you at the piano and requests a jolly tune, Herr Schubert.
You were so grand, pretending to be more important than you were because your captain was sleeping off his hangover.
And Wilf tipped himself into the drink.
You saved his life.
No, he was well clear of the paddle.
You saved his life. And he paid you back by taking your girl. That's what he always said. Oh, it's a pity.
Pity what?
Pity there was nobody to save him out in the trenches.
Well, the generals could have. But they were busy pushing little flags around their maps.
That's just what young Wilfred says.
He knows his dad died a brave man's death.
It wasn't just the brave died out there, Harry. At the cemetery today, it looked like it was darn well near the lot of them.
You there?
Who, me?
I am supposed to be working.
No, I'm practicing my captain.
Could you stop that for a moment, please?
Sorry, was the noise disturbing you?
No.
Well, if I'm going to make Gloucester seconds, I need to brush up on my fielding, see? It comes off this bulkhead at funny angles.
Bat or bow?
All-rounder. Played for my village at 13. Challenge first at 16. Trouble is, Gloucester are getting stronger by the season at any other county.
Such as my poor benighted Sussex.
Oh, dear.
I fear so.
Saw him at the Cheltenham Festival.
We lost by 3 wickets.
4. And Charlie Barnett wasn't even playing for us that day.
Have you actually turned out for Gloucester seconds?
Once.
Pity. If you're as good as you say, we could have poached you.
Oh, thanks. Gloucester born and Gloucester bred. That's me.
Do you know the way to the bridge?
Oh, I'll show you.
I imagine that's where Captain Wilkins will be.
No, he's not. He's with my mum.
Your mother?
Yeah, I'm his godson. Hey, we've been over to see my dad's grave. Yeah. He was killed on the Somme.
Bad show, the Somme.
Where were you?
Intelligence.
Uh-huh. Ask no more, eh?
Quite right. Ask no more.
How well do you know Sir Henry?
Not intimately. He and Tom Mosley were at school together.
And that is enough?
Why don't you trust him?
I know his kind. We have them in Germany. They led us to slaughter in the war. And still it was a game.
Thank God for Wagner, then.
He talked too much. What is the word?
Garrulous?
Maybe. You know how he has gone to see the captain now. He seems too intimate with his captain friend. Was he at school with Tom, too?
Oh, no. No, I think not. There's row on row of little white crosses, Harry. Ever so nicely kept. And an old soldier who tells you where to find yours. And the date on it, that's the day they sent him over the top, when they say he died. Only Jed Parsons told us they couldn't recover his... You know, his... they didn't find him till 3 weeks after. So there's no knowing how long it was before he did die.
At least they found him.
They only knew it was Wilf by his identity tag. I don't want to think how little of him they buried there. It's a long time of year for poppies. So I made a show of some ferns and I put them on the grave. And so that's that done. It's over now and I forgive him.
Forgive him?
Well, for getting himself killed.
It was his duty to serve his country, Mercy.
Mm. We were off to live in Paris. He was going to be a painter. Do you remember?
I envied that.
No.
Of course I did. Dull, stick-in-the-mud, ordinary seaman. Second mate, mate, now captain. I could never have done a thing like that. He made you happy, Mercy, didn't he?
He'd have made me a deal happier by not getting himself killed.
Wilfred gets more like his dad every time I see him.
Too much so. It's funny how you can grow into someone you never knew. Who is it?
It's me, Mum.
Come in.
It's Uncle Harry I want.
Yes?
This gentleman wants to ask you something.
Captain.
What can I do for you, Sir Henry?
Could we take a turn on deck?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Why did Wagner send me, Miss Bronte?
I don't understand.
You are closer to Wagner than I. Why did they send me? Why not Brahms or Beethoven?
You speak English. You are known for your perception. You are trusted. You will see more clearly than most whether there is true support for the cause at the palace.
David gives me his word, like an English gentleman.
Like a king.
And I take it back home. No evidence, just my instinct for the truth.
Why are you worried?
Because I hope Sir Henry isn't double-crossing us. Or we are both heading for a fall.
Herr Schubert is a wee bit of a worry pot, Captain.
Is he, sir?
He's asked me to reiterate the importance of discretion.
I know no more than what the Foreign Office and you have told me.
Have you had any more communication from the Foreign Office?
Not since we sailed.
Have you kept a record?
In the ship's log, Sir Henry.
Of course. Date, time, and message.
And the name of the gentleman who sent it.
Which was?
A Mr. Thackeray, sir.
Ah.
Do I detect a pattern, Sir Henry?
No, Captain. Of course, it would be against all your regulations to strike this information from the log.
I couldn't do that, Sir Henry.
No. No, of course you couldn't. And as a man of honor, I wouldn't ask you to.
I suppose if the Germans had a sense of humor, your Mr. Schubert would have come as Irving Berlin. Did you get it, sir? Berlin?
Yes, thank you.
Keep it to yourself, though, Martin. They seem to be a bit touchy about who knows what.
Touchy enough to want it wiped off the log, eh?
Let's make Dover as quick as we can and get them ashore.
What's the prognosis?
The radio says the fog's thick as you like right across the channel. No sign of it clearing.
Much traffic?
Not too much, sir.
Good.
Steady as she goes then, Mr. Mate.
Aye, aye, sir. Steady as she goes.
Have you thought any more about putting in for your ticket?
No, there's not much point, sir. I'm not going to get a ship of my own.
Ah, you will in time.
Not before the next show with Johnny Bosch starts up. When it does, all your older fellas, no offence, sir, will be strongly requested to stay on.
You think there will be another war?
Well, now Adolf's marched into the Rhineland, he's having a butcher's at Czechoslovakia.
Well, why should we get involved?
We've got a treaty.
Have we?
Oh, yeah. And a moral duty.
Then he'll drag Austria into a new German empire and turn his attention back west to Alsace-Lorraine. It's like knocking over dominoes.
I had no idea you took an interest in all that.
Well, you should start taking this paper, sir. It's very informative.
Daily Worker?
Your godson gave it me.
Wilfred?
Yeah, as red as a berry he is. Nah, it doesn't make any odds to me, sir. You get used to all sorts in London, but... Well, I thought all you country boys were...
Tip your hat and can I help you off your horse, squire?
We're not all like that, Martin.
No, sir.
Especially not young Will.
George? George, just a bottle of Bass when you've got a moment.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Be careful.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't looking.
No.
Let me get you another.
No need.
Yes, what was it?
Gin and it.
And a gin and it, please, George.
No, I'll get it. I need to take a whiskey back to my cabin.
And a scotch for the lady's husband, as soon as you can. Thank you, pardon. I'm always clumsy. Bull in a china shop, Mum says.
He's not my husband.
Who isn't?
The gentleman with whom I came aboard.
Not Sir Henry, neither.
Certainly not Sir Henry.
Oh, thanks, George. Well, cheers then.
Prost.
Oh, you know he tried to poach me.
I beg your pardon.
Sir Henry did. Tried to get me to sign up.
When was this?
Just now. Can you tell him I might be persuaded if I found the occasional roll of fivers tucked in my boots? But it'd be found on back home, so keep it under wraps for the moment.
How much longer before we dock?
Oh, an hour or so. The fog's not cleared any.
When will you find time to visit us again?
Well, it's always easy to get away in the winter. I'll try to... Mercy, I'm thinking of retiring.
You're only 45.
No, from the sea. I could maybe stay with Campbell's. A desk job in Bristol. Something like that.
We'd get to see more of you.
I don't want to go through another war, Merce. We were lucky last time, but I don't see Devonia getting through another bout of minesweeping unscathed.
Even if you worked in the office, they'd keep you on reserve.
But if I worked on a farm, they'd not call me up. Not at my age.
What farm?
What about old man Parsons, north of the village?
Oh, he's always on the lookout for casual labour.
Good. Then I reckon we'd get by.
We? Harry?
I saw him last month.
The king himself?
On his way to South Wales. He waved from the train. At all of us, not just me.
But he made it feel like just you, though, didn't he?
Yes.
That's a knack you can't buy.
Then, on the newsreels, when he saw the out-of-work miners and how they had to live, and do you know what he said?
What was that?
He said, something must be done.
And you agree?
Of course.
You like the king?
What? He seems a decent enough bloke. But I don't see how he can do anything. It's down to the politicians.
But you have heard the latest about the king in England?
His American lady friend.
In Munich. It's been public knowledge for some weeks.
You've been in Munich?
I was taking the waters there. It is news that the world has known for some considerable time. Only the British government has censored its press.
There has been gossip.
But do you disapprove?
Oh, good for him, I say. If you can't do what you want with who you want when you're king... When can you do it?
Where on earth have you been?
Having a drink with your young friend Wilfred.
I can imagine.
Imagine what?
That you'd enjoy his company.
Apparently he wants money stuffed in his boots. Then he'll think about it.
Good lad. His heart won't be in it. That money has a way of talking, doesn't it?
I don't think that you're really...
I'm sure that's all that absurd little man Schubert's in this for. A way out of the gutter and a chance to enjoy the trappings of power. What's David going to make of him? He's straight off the production line to Volkswagen by the stink.
David's rightly keen on the lower classes. Haven't you heard? Something must be done.
Give them a bath, take away the boat and sterilise them, if you want my opinion.
My, he has rubbed you up the wrong way.
My neck is on the chopping block, Charlotte.
And mine.
At least you can scuttle back to the Baptist garden.
Do you imagine that the masters of the FO will back me up if we've read this wrong?
Then why have you said what you've said to Wilfred? You've no right to jeopardize this mission by letting your tongue run away with you.
I don't see how...
Excuse me, Sir Henry.
Yeah, but if you're a communist, what do you want to join the Navy for?
I'm not a communist.
Well, you read this, sir.
I'm a socialist. The Daily Worker gives me a perspective on the news that I don't get from any other newspaper.
Oh, it's all beyond me.
I'm not after a revolution, Martin. I just want to fight fascism.
You don't have to go to Spain for that. It should have been down Cable Street the other week.
Were you there?
No, my brother was. Good laugh, he said.
Trouble is, I'll miss next cricket season.
Hang on a bit. Who's that on the full deck?
Where?
Well, that lady. She's waving up here.
I met her at the bar in the saloon.
I reckon she's taking a fancy to you.
I reckon she might.
Be another hour or so before we dock. Put in a bit of groundwork if I were you.
I'd not have been happy with you back then. Wilf was the lad for a young girl to fall in love with.
You were always the one for me, though.
Oh, was I?
You know you were.
Lucky old me to have had the choice then.
But what happened? It's what was meant to be.
Oh, you talk some nonsense sometimes, Harry. Must be all those hours gazing at the sea.
Is it?
You think there's some guiding light leading us where it wants. Nothing's meant. It was good luck that you died in after Wilf. My good luck that I married him. Bad luck that he got himself blown to bits. Luck, Harry, it's a throw of some dice. That's all.
Is it good luck that we're here now?
Oh, well, if you have to ask that...
You're right, I shouldn't have to.
Do you know the Wilf I see in my dreams? He's young, fit, laughing, full of life. But that's the me I feel inside, too. And then I look in the mirror. Then I bend to lift a coal scuttle. This is the hand you held back then. But you know it's not.
It is.
Oh, Harry.
Can I hold it again?
Here.
You know what I'm going to ask.
Are you really spies?
What gives you that idea?
Top secret, hush hush, all that.
We are not spies, but we are on important national business.
I knew it!
I ask you to ignore what Sir Henry might have said.
About playing for Sussex?
About joining the cause.
What cause?
Did Sir Henry explain why we are on this ship?
No, we just talked cricket.
Cricket?
I told you, he tried to poach me for Sussex.
Good. Oh, good. Oh, I'm so sorry, Wilfred. We're at cross purposes.
Miss Charlotte Bronte, I do believe.
Sir Henry!
Schubert and I thought we'd take the air, did we not?
I was promised the White Cliffs of Dover.
Well, they'll be out there somewhere.
Ah, my young friend. Teaching Miss Bronte the secrets of the perfect leg cutter, I'll be bound.
What secret is that?
It's all in the way you grip the ball and turn your wrist on delivery.
Games. Sir Henry Newbolt and his games.
Why are you all called after famous people?
Let's go below.
Wait. Why do you think?
Whatever she says, you must be
that.
You know, spies.
We're going below, Wilfred. Forget all about us.
Oh, don't worry about me. I won't breathe a word. Just, well, good luck.
What do you wish us luck in?
When I saw you drive up at the dockside, I thought you must be, you know, Nazis. But you're on our side, aren't you? You've been spying on the Nazis. No pass around, eh? Let's get rid of the evil little monster while we've got the chance.
Who?
Hitler. Who do you think?
How dare you?
Let's go.
Quite right. Nasty little piece of work, isn't he, Schubert?
What are you saying?
Hitler. Evil monster of a man, isn't he, Herr Schubert?
Oh. Yes, I see.
Don't worry, Wilfred. The work we're doing will sort things out for the best.
Of course. Schubert, below. You look as though you're feeling the cold.
Yes, yes. We must go below. More planning to destroy you-know-who.
God save the king, eh, Wilfred?
Yes. God save the king.
Harry's asked me to marry him. Today, of all days. Perhaps it's time. Did I need to see Wilf's grave first? Did I need to bury the dream that one day I'd see him standing at the garden gate, cheeky grin and mischief in his eyes, to take me in his arms and hold me so, so tight? But now I've seen his name on a cross. Wilfred Jameson, 24 years old. We're still here, and he's not. I could settle with Harry Wilkins. First boy I kissed. And we might be content.
Looks as though the fog's lifting, Martin.
It is getting patchy, sir.
Good. Do you want a break?
I'll take over.
I'll stay. It's okay by you, sir. Last trip of the year. Searing.
Last trip of the year.
You've done ocean going, haven't you, sir?
I have. In the old days, they'd lay us off in the winter, and then without families, they'd fit in a couple of trips across the Atlantic, the Argentine. Take them cars and rolling stock or whatever. Bring back hundreds of tons of corned beef. You thinking of it?
It's crossed my mind. I see the world. Hula hula girls and that.
Do it, Martin. While you've still got the energy.
Uncle Harry! I must talk to you.
Hey, now, what's the rush?
It's very important.
Did your mother send you up here?
No, Martin needs to know too, in case.
In case what?
Catch shipwreck.
I'm fine.
Now tell me, what's the matter?
They're German spies.
Who are?
Those three in the private saloon.
Oh, don't talk that, Wilfred.
Down there, we were talking, and I thought they were spies for us. And when I said about getting rid of it, the German one went white as a sheet and nearly hit me.
But that proves nothing.
Well, the other two dragged him off before he could do anything daft.
It's you who's being stupid.
Oh, you've got to do something, Uncle Harry.
Well, like what?
Radio port.
They are on official Foreign Office business.
With made-up names?
Maybe.
Get the police to arrest them at Dover.
What for? Because you say they're what you say they are, spies. Give the police 10 minutes alone with you and they'll put two and two together.
Make what?
You sprout the rubbish you read in the Daily Worker rag. And then they'll put you down as an unreliable witness. You think they'll take your word against the Foreign Office, will they?
They'd take yours? You're a ship's captain.
I don't give tuppence for politics of any shade.
Oh, quiet life, is it, Uncle? Is that what you want?
And why not?
Well, because there are people, even now, willing to fight and die for what they believe. So people like you can sleep safe at night.
Wilfred?
Well, I'm not going to stand by like you. Fascism is evil and someone's got to make a stand against it. And if you won't do anything about them, I will.
Not on my ship.
Oh, and you'll stop me?
Martin!
Oh,
calm down!
Now, get off me, but... Ow!
Just stop that.
Ow!
Calm down! Sit down there. Take a breath.
You haven't heard him?
No. Got this hold off of Billingsgate Porter. Who used to be personal bodyguard of the Shah of Persia. Are you all right, Will?
So you're going to do nothing?
I radioed over, just to confirm that they're aboard and that we'll be docking within the hour. If the chap I spoke with before is there, then it's up to him. I have to go by the book, Wilfred.
Who is it?
Captain Wilkins.
One moment.
The boy has told him.
Susan,
you do not say that to me.
You stupid man, why
can't you? Down, both of you.
Let him in, we've nothing to hide.
Let me do the talking, please.
I do apologize, Captain. Private documents this evening you may not see, you understand. Come in, come in.
Thank you, Sir Henry. Mr. Schubert. Miss. I radioed Dover and informed them of our imminent arrival.
Good, good. A pleasant journey it's been too, Captain. I shall mention your name in dispatches, so to speak.
Oh, thank you. Well, if you'd wait in here until we berth...
I'll come with you on deck and watch us dock.
Oh, no. There's no need. There's nothing to see. It's still very foggy and cold.
Perhaps I could join you on the bridge and watch from there.
Well, it's a difficult maneuver. We mustn't be distracted.
But you do this every day.
I do not think we can let you go as a captain, Sir Henry. We cannot have you pass on other secrets than that of your leg cutter.
Well done, Schubert. That beats even the motorcycle escort for subtlety.
Let me come with you if I may, Captain.
But the fog, miss... Excuse me. If you could all just remain in here...
I think we should all remain in here. Close that door, Captain.
I need to...
No, I say!
I rather think you should do what he says.
Schubert, put that thing away.
Captain!
Whatever you say, sir.
4 bullets. I think that will be enough.
For what?
For making our way from the ship. For goodness sake, Hubert.
I put that gun away, sir. You know, that constitutes mutiny.
Do not come any closer.
Don't, Captain.
I'm not moving.
Who did you speak with ashore?
The Coast Guard.
And? And did you speak with Mr. Thackeray again?
No, I did not. May I suggest that you let me go and get on with my job? If I don't go back to the bridge, the mate will radio for assistance.
As you have already.
No, I haven't done that, sir.
But you will, if we give you the chance. Sit down, please. I will not ask again, whatever the consequence for you.
As you say.
Well, this is a pretty pickle.
Aye. I will shoot him, and then...
We'll all hang.
Then let me go.
Do you have lifeboats?
Of course.
I keep the gun in his back, and he can come with us. Make him cross a bridge to stop engines.
What?
Do you wish to arrive at Dover and walk into the arms of a police? We take a lifeboat.
And then what? I pitch up on some beach and pretend to be an amnesiac Polish seaman who just happens to wear a Savile Row suit?
I do not care what you do then. It seems you have bungled the whole operation from start to finish if you are not worse than a bungler. So, we are agreed.
I think we all ought to do what Herr Tubert suggests, Captain Wilkins.
I think so.
And you, Sir Henry?
Great God in heaven.
The first I knew that something was wrong was when I heard bells ring and the engine stop. I went straight up on deck where other passengers were watching the crew pull the tarpaulin off a lifeboat. Martin the mate stood on the steps up to the bridge, so I pushed my way through to where he was.
Those Anky packing merchants have got the skipper mercy. They want a lifeboat so they can make a run for it.
That man holding Harry, he's got a gun.
Afraid so.
As we embark on the boat, we have warned you if anyone tries to interfere, he'll cause the immediate death of the captain.
Hurry on, will you? We're running out of patience.
Run it as fast as we can, sir.
But Alfred, where is he?
See the folks, Alan, in the waterproofs. The one who's trying to loosen that shackle.
Martin, how could you let him?
This is where I go down and help. Got to do a bit of distracting. We'll get the skipper out of this.
Looks like the halyard's caught up in the shackle there.
I got it.
Careful or you go off over tip.
I'll free it, sir.
Wilf was clambering about on the rigging, pulling at ropes, while everybody else shouted instructions until Sir Henry realized that the sailor freeing the lifeboat was Wilf.
That's him! That's the boy!
Take him, Moyer!
Don't move!
Grab the gun!
Get down, sir!
Martin made a rush towards Harry, and Wilfred jumped down from the lifeboat. Harry would have been shot if Wilfred had not pushed him to one side. But the bullet hit the woman in the arm. The other sailors pinned the German man onto the deck, and Sir Henry tried to scramble overboard. But Martin caught him and held him tight round the neck. And Wilfred. Wilfred just got up and grinned a wide, gormless grin at me as though he knew he'd done something daft and clever at the same time.
I might have expected John Buck and heroics from this young man. But you, Captain Wilkins?
It was all my fault.
Wilfred. A man of your age and seniority?
Mr. Vincent, I take full responsibility if I mishandle the situation.
You know you're both very lucky men.
May I come in?
What on earth?
Oh, do. Come in, my dear. Come in.
Thank you.
How's your arm?
Oh, a flesh wound.
So you were on our side.
If only you'd told me Sir Henry had been talking cricket, none of this need have happened.
I think he can bid farewell to his place on the Sussex board.
Why did you think he was recruiting me to be a Nazi?
I don't think we're allowed to say.
Now, things have moved on, my dear. But what I tell you must not travel beyond these four walls.
You can trust us, can't they, Uncle?
Yes. Sir Henry and some of his set lost faith in parliamentary democracy some years ago.
This loss of faith curiously coincided with the election of a Labour government.
And they felt that we deserved a British equivalent of Signor Mussolini, or preferably Adolf Hitler.
Oswald Mosley in the black shirt.
Now, they are a step in that direction, but hardly serious. Sir Henry had access to someone far more popular, glamorous, and powerful. Someone with known sympathy for the way things had been achieved in Germany. So, with the aid of Charlotte here, He was taking Herr Schubert to meet the king.
Our king?
Oh, yes.
Charlotte was to stay with them through their meeting, when Newbold would have been taken into custody and Schubert have his wrist slapped and handed back to the German authorities.
And we've mucked it up.
Now, King Edward himself has mucked it up by getting involved with a highly unsuitable woman. But the Prime Minister at last has bowed to common sense and insisted that he step down. You will hear his abdication speech on the wireless tomorrow afternoon.
Then good riddance to him,
Wilfred.
No, he's right, Captain. He wouldn't have done, you know.
March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Harry says it's the day to put the potatoes in. I was always told it was Good Friday, but since he's got to do the hard work, I let him have it his way. I gradually got used to having him around. Strange at first, after all those years with just me and the boy. But he's a steady man, and I like that, I do. As Harry says himself, he's never going to set the world on fire. But then who wants it set on fire in the first place? His sailor's sense told him there was a threat of rain this morning, and he was right. But then there's always a threat of rain in England.
Harry, there is an official-looking letter for you.
Open it for me. My hands are filthy.
And guess what?
That's the last of the first earlies in.
Look. Wilf sent us this card from Bordeaux.
Bordeaux? Then he's out of Spain.
Yes, they've lost.
Oh, don't sound so cheery about it.
But he's on his way home.
Oh, thank God for that. Come here, Mars.
You know, I always thought...
I know what you always thought. But he's safe now.
Yes. This looks official, Harry. You'd better open it yourself, will I?
Admiralty Crest, isn't it?
Well, what do they want?
Oh, Lord. What do you think? They're putting the Royal Navy Reserve on standby. I'll get news of when and where.
But we're not at war.
No, not yet. It looks like you might be harvesting these spuds on your lonesome, Merce.
No, Harry.
We'll see.
I don't want to lose you, Harry.
Oh, you won't. They'll stick me behind some desk.
And what good would you be there? It's in your blood. If they want you to go to sea again... You will, won't you?
Maybe you won't come to that.
That was the final part of Devonia, written by Andy Rashley. Harry was played by John Dutteen and Mercy by Sophie Thompson. Charlotte was played by Selina Cadell, Schubert by John Rowe, Newbolt by David Allister, Wilf by Robert Harper, and Vincent by Stephen Critchlow. Devonia was directed by Cherry Cookson.